Going through the book of Proverbs, chapter 26, we're going to cover a few verses tonight. Proverbs, chapter 26, how exciting to get into the book of Proverbs. It is one of the best books of the Bible, and I would say that with any book I'm preaching out of, because they're all inspired of God. But let's look. You'll notice so far that Proverbs 26 has a lot to say about fools and about how they act and what they say and what they do and the results of giving honor to fools. So it says here in verse 8, "As he that bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool." Most people don't know anything about the use of a slingshot today. When I was a little kid, we would make our own and we would try to hurt each other with slingshots. I never was real good with a slingshot. I had friends that could kill birds with them. And they were usually the ones when we would play war. They were usually on the opposing side, and I would get pelted pretty good with rocks. But the logical purpose of putting a stone in a sling is to use it to hit a specific object or target. And what you want to be able to do with a slingshot is, or a sling. Now, there's two ways of looking at this. We always used slingshots, all right? It had like a rubber band in between two things. But there's also a sling that holds a rock, and you got to be pretty masterful with this. And I believe it's what David used against Goliath. But you've got to kind of whirl it around and then let it go at the right moment, and then it goes toward the target. Now, he says here that it would be ridiculous to bind a stone in a sling, because the whole purpose of that stone being in the sling is so that it'll be free to fly towards the target that you're aiming at in order to be useful. And the sling is a primitive weapon that is quite effective in the hands of someone who is skillful and practiced. David used a sling and a stone to slay one of Israel's most infamous foes, the giant named Goliath. I think it's one of the most fascinating stories of God's intervention and grace and power being exercised. Here you have this wicked heathen Philistine every day coming out to mock and challenge the children of Israel, and they completely cowered. They wouldn't listen. And they wouldn't even try to challenge Goliath. And here comes a young shepherd boy named Goliath. And all he is armed with, even though they tried to arm him with the armor and stuff of Saul, he said, "Yeah, put this off. The only thing I'm skilled with is this sling." And you know what? I love the part where even before he killed Goliath, he basically told him, "I'm going to nail your hide to the wall." He basically said, "In the name of the Lord and by the power of God, I'm going to have your head today. Because God is going to bring about the victory." And that's exactly what happened. He took one smooth stone and he hit Goliath right between the eyes, and down went the giant. David rushed over. Next thing he did is pretty gruesome. He took Goliath's sword and he chopped the giant's head off. And he carried that giant's head around, showing that the Philistines had been conquered, and they ran in fear. That's pretty gruesome, but it was a great victory. for the Israelites that day. Now, it would have been utter foolishness on the part of David to select a stone and then bind it in the slingshot or the sling so that it would not be able to be released. You'd be defeating the whole purpose of the sling if such a course were followed. Now, it says, as he that bindeth a stone in a sling, girls, sit down and be quiet. The slingshot is worthless if it's not used effectively. Giving honor to a fool is just as useless, unprofitable, and ludicrous as binding that stone in a sling. It's worthless, it's ineffective to give honor to a fool. In fact, if the only weapon you had was a sling, and you purposely bound the stone in it so that it wouldn't fly at your enemy, in all probability it would cost you your life. Because they would have weapons at their disposal. You've got a sling that's bound and you don't know how to use it correctly. It could cost you your life. And so it is when you seek to honor fools who dishonor God and men. It's an exercise in futility, and it is morally dangerous. And I fear that many countries in our world today, America included, have given honor to fools by placing them in positions of leadership and authority. The results of honoring fools, flattering them, and then blindly following them can be disastrous. I mean, I know that we're living in a day and age when most colleges don't even teach what communism did in China and what communism did in old Russia and the USSR, the Soviet Union. But we're talking millions of people who followed blindly these leaders and who, if they did not follow them blindly, they were executed. Now, that's being lost on history. When I was a kid, when I went to my, they called it social studies, and we also had a class called American Government. They actually taught us, when I was a kid, the Constitution. They taught us the Bill of Rights. They explained to us history. And we were warned when I was a kid against communism, the threat of it. There's not much talk of that today, but I'll tell you what, wherever it has spread, there's always been death, destruction, violence, hatred. When a fool, according to the Scripture, it's a foolish abomination. For example, let's think about some things that are foolish that are being promoted in our world today. It is an abomination, the Scripture teaches, to engage in homosexual behavior. I mean, it's God's basically destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of the wickedness that they engaged in. All you got to do is read the story of Lot and find out what the men of Sodom were after, and they were so violent that if those angels would not have rescued Lot and his family, they would have tried to take advantage of those angels. But to promote that idea, that teaching, is complete foolishness. It's contrary to nature. I mean, look at this passage over in Romans chapter 1. This isn't just an Old Testament thing. It is actually very prominent. By the way, sin is nothing new. I mean, depravity and ungodliness, homosexuality, these were all things that people engaged in the first century when the Bible was written. It was especially prevalent among heathens and pagans who often would incorporate illicit sexual behavior into their worship of all things. But look what it says here in Romans chapter 1, verse 26, "For this cause God gave them up unto their vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient." And notice how he describes a society that is given over to going against God's Word, His creatorship, if you will. They turn the teaching of creation into a lie. It says in verse 29, "...being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." I'm telling you, folks, it is ludicrous. It is foolish to follow a course of behavior that God condemns and hates. It's not something to be fooled around with. It'll bring a lot of hurt. It already has brought a lot of hurt to our nation. I refuse to respect any leader who approves of such foolishness. I won't respect a man who promotes the wickedness, or woman who promotes the wickedness of homosexuality. And then, this is something that right after the Supreme Court ruled that homosexuals could engage, they changed the entire meaning of marriage. By the way, folks, you want to know why our nation's in a huge mess? When you disrupt the family unit, when you completely dismantle through your ideology and political leanings and philosophies the unit of a man and a woman married who have children who are responsible to teach them the things of God, a good work ethic, when that's missing, when that is not in a society, when you have an illegitimacy rate that's over 50%, nearly 75%, folks, I'm telling you, you can't do away with the family and expect to have a good outcome. Man, it's hard. My son, raising two kids. It's hard for one person to do that. It's not the normal way of doing things. You say, well, that's really hard. There's a lot of... I know it is. But we got to get back to some reality. Teach your children virtue, morality, chastity, to keep themselves for marriage. And then, when you do get married, be faithful to the person you're married to. These are simple biblical foundations. When they're not being followed, I guarantee you're going to wind up with the mess we have in America today. And it crosses every racial barrier. This is among white people, black people, not so much with Asians, but Latino. We're having problems. You disregard the family. What happens when you dismantle the family? All these other perversions come to the forefront. Things that are completely wrong. I personally feel like that it is psychologically damaging to teach somebody or to promote the idea that a boy, he's obviously a boy, but maybe one day for some reason he got a hold of one of his sister's Barbie dolls. And now he says, I got some real strange feelings. Say, well, put down the Barbie and go back to your trucks. I mean, I don't believe in this stuff. There's only two genders, male, female. To promote the ludicrous idea that someone who is a male is in reality a woman trapped in a man's body and should identify as a female is foolishness. Bruce Jenner is Bruce Jenner. I don't care how much lipstick you put on Bruce. I don't care how many dresses and how expensive they are. He is still Bruce Jenner. And he'll be that when he dies in his sins and spends an eternity in hell if he doesn't repent. So, oh man, I don't never hear anybody talking that plain. Do you realize what it is, the height of rebellion against a holy God who has created you as a male or a female to say that you're something else? It's not biblical. It's not right. It's wrong. I will not honor or respect any leadership or politician who spouts that kind of nonsense. You've lost any shred of respect when you believe those things. Even more deadly is when a fool says that it's perfectly fine for a woman to murder her child in the womb. I'm sorry. You say, but Brother Ross, so many people embrace this. So many people believe this in our day. Remember what I told you this morning? If you stand with God and His Word, in a society that is going completely contrary to Him, you're going to stand out like a sore thumb. You are not going to be pleasing to the ears of many people. You say, what do you do about homosexuality, about transgenders, about people who believe in abortion? What do? You share the gospel with them. The only hope is that they'll repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that their life will be changed by the power of God. These are issues that have somehow gained acceptance and prominence in America because people have given honor to fools. I'll tell you something else. There's a whole lot of preachers who are going to have blood on their hands because they would not speak forthrightly and preach against such wickedness. I guarantee you there are abortion doctors that sit in churches every Sunday morning all across the land. And as long as they're putting money in the plate, those preachers aren't saying a word against them murdering babies. The direct results are manifest in the declining moral health of our nation and an embracing of that which is deemed abominable by God Himself. Again, it goes back to really simple principles. You believe God. What's the whole duty of man? Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. If God says something's wrong, even though the whole world may say that it's right, don't fall into the trap of calling something good that's evil, or something that's bitter sweet. When leaders do that, when a nation does that, God judges them. Go back to simple principles. Marriage is, Jesus said in Matthew 19 that marriage is between a man and a woman. That they unite to become one flesh. And what God hath put together, let no man put asunder. That's the teaching of the Word of God. He said He made them male and female in the beginning. Jesus did not believe in 30 different genders. It's male and female. Go back to the simple principles of what a marriage is. Why are so many people aborting their babies? I don't know all the things that a young woman faces today. But I think society has convinced her that children are a burden. When in reality, the Bible says that children are a blessing from the Lord. Completely contrary. The views are completely contrary. What happens when a nation follows foolish teachings like, oh yeah, it's okay, even partial birth abortion, when their head is crowning, you can still kill that baby legally in the United States of America. What happens to a culture that does that? It has no value for life. No dignity. No integrity. And you lose a spirit of love and compassion and kindness. It's not natural. And the Bible teaches that. So again, the whole world may say, yeah, but you know, it's legal. Not everything that's legal is right in the eyes of God. As he that bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. I don't respect those who hate the Word of God, who are in positions of authority. I don't respect them. I may respect the office that they represent, whether it be professors, teachers, whatever. People have to do a lot of things to get into positions of authority and leadership. But when you begin to embrace things that are completely contrary to God's Word, you're giving honor to fools. And that makes you foolish.
May God help us. You know, we need preachers who are not afraid to tell the truth, even when it's unpopular. And I fear that we don't have that much anymore in our day. Now, I've covered some social issues tonight. And they're hot topics that are rarely even touched upon in our society today. Because somebody says, oh, if you're against abortion, you're not going to get votes. You're not going to... How are you going to get the millennials? How are you going to get the... You know, they everything's a demographic. I think we better get back to the idea, what does God say? What does God's Word say? And then, let's proceed from there. If we don't, we're going to wind up giving honor to fools. We are as a nation. And it's sad to see what has happened. And I've said this many times, folks. That doesn't happen overnight. It's not a Democrat or a Republican thing. It is a spiritual decay that goes way beyond politics and politicians to the heart of man and the moral depravity that we have in our nation. All that God would turn the hearts and minds of men and women and boys and girls. You got a baby. You got little kids. You got Brady. She's in between. Not a little kid. Going to be a teenager. You got the big boy back there. Listen. Make a difference in the lives of your children by teaching them the truth. By instructing them in things that are right, even when it's unpopular. Because if we don't, there may come a day when they'll shut this building down. We'll have to meet in the Pemberton barn or something. And I've been in it, and it's not pleasant. You know, our forefathers had to meet in dens and caves of the earth because those in authority hated the truth that they stood for. I feel like we're fast approaching that in our nation. May God help us. Let's all stand.
Page number 6. I was going to try to do 3 verses and I got all wrong. You just got 1. Page number